Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass, getting this last hour started with a bang.
It's went quick.
It has. It's definitely gone quick. And being up at like 4 something in the morning, yeah, you kind of hope it goes quick, and it has. But joining us now via the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline, we got my guy Mike Preston from the Baltimore Sun. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Not bad, man. It's Friday. Happy about that holiday weekend, and football is getting closer to being back. We were all out there at OTAs the other day. It was my first time getting a look at the team so far this offseason, Mike. What are some of your early impressions, especially on the offensive side of the ball and Tom Monken's new offense?
Monken's got quite a vocabulary. I like it. Old school. Runs an offense. Reminds me of Gary Kubiak when Kubiak came here. It's his show. Mm-hmm. He took over. You can tell that this is his baby. The kid Flowers looks very explosive in everything he does, from going in the breaks, coming out of breaks. He could be a weapon. And I'm saying all of this because I know we've only watched him once.
Right.
Or two times, three times at the max. But just kind of getting a quick read. I'm looking at some of the passing game and some of the concepts of floods and some misdirections and guys working back across the middle, which we didn't see with Greg Roman in the previous run dominated offense. And other than that, there was no Beckham, there's no Dobbins. Lamar was held out, participated in individual stuff, but I didn't mind that because if he comes out and he really doesn't know the offense, can you imagine the stuff we're going to write about him if he doesn't play well? So learn it, stay at your pace. And, guys, let's remember, when you earn that status of being in the league for so long and you're, quote, a star, you usually don't show up for these things. I don't know what people are complaining about. It's just don't.
Right.
No. Never have. You know, that's the way it is. That's the NFL.
Mike, this was kind of something that's kind of gone under the radar, but are you surprised they picked up Josh Johnson? They had three on the roster already. They don't have like the five. He's been with 14 different NFL teams, the Ravens a couple of times. Why'd they do this?
I don't understand that one myself. You know, usually you bring in three, maybe four, because you don't want tired arms.
Right.
You don't want your guy throwing his arm out in the preseason and in training camp. But this one was a little strange. I mean, maybe they're sending a message to Huntley. I don't know. It was something to think about because that's the same thing I said. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why this guy?
Yeah,
I mean, he's been around the club. And
he's been every club.
Yeah. But you also remember, Ed, who's he good friends with? Jack Harbaugh, who coaches the team.
Uh-huh.
Jack Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Remember, and John talked about that the other day, about how the kid put his hat on sideways and this and that. And I'm saying, okay, maybe that's the connection. I don't know, but maybe that is. Who knows?
Yeah, just scratching my head over it, but you're probably right.
Mike, looking at this offense, a lot's been made of this new look wide receiver group, and they are better, no doubt about it, than they've been in the past. Health will be a big part of how good they can be. But tight ends, we're used to the tight ends being a huge focal point of this offense, and I don't expect Mark Andrews, you know, I still expect him to be a huge piece of this team. But looking at Isaiah Likely, where does he fit in now with all these new additions at the wide receiver position?
In anywhere he wants to play. I mean, when you got a body like that and you can run like that, use him. And we talked about this all last year, is if you don't have any speed on the outside, or you don't have a guy who can go up and get the ball, then why not put him outside? I mean, he creates mismatches for a lot of teams. Well, then use him that way. It's like having flowers. He creates a lot of mismatches wherever you put him. So that's just another tool for Monken to use. And to me, that's what I'm looking at for this season. They can bring all these guys in, and, you know, Beckham's going to complain about his chair catches. We already know Mark Andrews is going to complain about his number of catches. How does he handle all of that? How does he piece this together? How does he make Lamar Jackson a better quarterback? Because when I watch the guy play, still can't read the outside of the field. All right, was that him, Greg Roman? What did he learn in college? I don't know, but, hey, you got a new coordinator now, and maybe he can teach him that. I don't think he improves his accuracy a whole bunch, but he can improve some other things that increases the offensive production, which is what I'm looking to see. So I'm putting the pressure on Monken. He's the guy. It's supposed to change it. You got rid of the old guy. Well, let's see what the new one can do, and that's the way it usually goes, right?
Yeah,
it is.
What do you think about somebody like Ojabo when he brings to the team? Because the Ravens, they had a good pass rusher. They actually had 48 sacks last year, and they didn't do it the way they were under Wink, because they only blitzed 22% of the time last year. They were near the bottom of the league. Do you think he could really bring this up a level to where they're competing with the top pass rushing teams in the league?
Well, you know what's kind of funny? I was watching him the other day, and I think, Cordell, you may have seen this, where they just blitzed him, he goes in, he's going to have a sack. Then the next time he comes out, he does a reverse spin inside. Mm-hmm. Not outside, but inside. And he would have had a sack, too. And I'm like, okay, we know it's early, no shoulder pads. But you like that, because what happens if he's not doing that in his shorts and shoulder pads? That's the way I look at it. And this guy looks like a football player. You know, you look at OA, so-so. But you look at this guy, big, lanky, long, kind of muscular, has like an LT build. So we'll see what happens. But I like the look. I like what's going on with him. And, you know, hopefully he turns into that pass rusher like Suggs and Bowe.
Mike, sticking with the defense, it's a big year for Patrick Queen going into a contract year. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. He's out there at OTAs. Are you surprised that he's there? And B, what type of year are you expecting from him?
I think Patrick Queen knows. I mean, and the smart guys know this is a money year for him. So even if you draft someone else, it's still, you got to still go out and produce. So the way you want to make big money, go out and get it done. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think the guy, his head is in the right place. His heart is in the right place. I don't think he's a great football player, and I think the Ravens made a mistake by putting him in the middle instead of on the outside. But Patrick Queen's going to make some money. He's going to make some money. You can put that down. Somewhere, somebody's going to take this guy because he's proven, and he can be a go-fetch guy. He can go get after the quarterback.
Mike, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again down the line.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, Mike, thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll keep it going with the Ravens talk. First weekend of OTAs, they're in the books. It's over. Couple of key guys missing from the first week of OTAs, though. Who are we, who's missing that we feel like should be there the most? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland, Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass. No Rob, no Jeremy today. Hope you're enjoying the start of your holiday weekend on this beautiful Monday morning. But you just heard that audio from John Harbaugh, head coach of the Ravens, talking about the guys that are at OTAs. Of course, Lamar showing up is a big thing. But he's also talking about he's not worried about some of the guys that aren't there. They're missing some key guys on both sides of the ball. Marlon wasn't there the other day, but he's been there for a lot of the stuff that they've had to this point. But in terms of the guys that haven't been there yet, who are you, if any, who are you worried about the most?
I was really worried about Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
He's there, so he's the most important player on the team. They're installing a new offense, new offensive coordinator. He's got some new teammates who play wide receiver. Only guy I was concerned about, because like Mike said, OTA is when you've after a while, if you establish yourself in the league, you're not showing up at OTAs.
Right.
So just, you're not.
Yeah.
It's nice when the quarterback does, though. And that's why I was impressed Aaron Rodgers was at everything because of the new team. He didn't do it with the Packers. I think he was pissed at the Packers the last couple of years.
Yeah, he was at the match. He did the match the last time they had the OTAs last year with Josh Allen during the OTA week. So
that's right. And then you'd see him. He's been in New York for five minutes. He's been to Ranger games, the playoff games, Knicks playoff games.
Yep.
He's really enjoying it. He's
living his life right now because obviously there's nothing to do in Green Bay probably, but
you imagine,
play football.
It's funny you say that. You go from the most exciting city in the country, I think, is New York City. It's hard to have a bad time up there because there's so much to do. Whatever you like, they have.
Right.
If you want, you know, Cambodian food at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Like, and it comes from Green Bay where I imagine, like, you know, Applebee's is how you wait to go on your birthday.
I mean, he probably feels like he's earning his check just by being in town, you know, out there, especially when it's not football season. But I'm kind of with you. To be honest with you, I haven't really been losing sleep over anybody not showing up to OTAs. Even with Lamar, it's a lot of reasons he should be there. New offense, just got paid. If anything, I think it's more the optics for him. And I could buy that. If people came to me and were like, you know, it just doesn't look good that Lamar's not there, that he just got the deal, he's the highest paid player in the league. If they came to me and just said that, I would buy it. But I can't necessarily get too much behind the it's strictly football related because it'd be great if it's obviously he's got a new coordinator, new weapons on the offensive side of the ball. There are football reasons for him to be there, but even if he didn't show up, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't believe he couldn't have got caught up to speed by the time we get to minicamp and training camp and stuff like that. But I do agree, optic wise, it doesn't look good if he didn't show up.
And that was my only gripe. It's like, I didn't think it looked good.
Right.
Because of all the things you just mentioned. I'm not going to repeat everything you said, but new contract. But I mean, 27 agonizing months of negotiation and the highest paid player in the league and the leader of the team. You got to be there.
And haven't seen him on the field since he got hurt against the Broncos, you know, late in the year. But if I had to pick somebody that I feel like isn't there, that I would like to see there, and I don't even know how much he could do right now, but Beckham, you know, because I get it. I'm kind of with Mike. Kim McKusick, who we had on earlier. He's not super high on the Beckham move. I'm not crazy about the move. I'm more so keeping it into perspective. Like, he is a great, he's a nice addition. He's better than what they had. He gives them a veteran presence. I do think he's quarterback friendly, but I'm not looking for Odell Beckham to be what he was the first 3 years in his career. I don't even know if he could be what he was with the Rams, considering, you know, he's playing with Cooper Kupp and he's got Sean McVay calling the plays, and, you know, he's got a quarterback who's thrown for, you know, 4,000 yards so many times in his career. I just think OBJ's impact on the field, if he can win one-on-one matchups, if he can give them something in the yak department, that's enough for me. But I think it's important, at least in my eyes, and this is optics reasons even for him, I think it would look good if he was there just to show, you know, his seriousness about being locked in for a Super Bowl run, because everybody knows Odell. Like, if there's a party, Odell's there. If there's a camera, he's there. I mean, he showed up for Preakness, and he probably was on the first flight out. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just that. I just want to see how locked in is he really.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've got about the Preakness. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I didn't expect it, but ordinarily I wouldn't. But this is a new team. You know, if you're with a team for a year or more, okay, I get it. You're in the league a long time. You've established yourself. Everyone knows who you are. It's a brand new team.
Right.
You know, I really think you should come in and it's not like they're killing themselves out there.
Exactly. And Ed, he's missed a year.
That's right.
You know, he missed a year. You know, and like I said, I don't know how much he could do on the field. It's not necessarily me saying I want to see him. I mean, Bateman only did individuals, you know, the other day. So it's not like I'm saying I need him to go out there and run every route.
You know, that's a good point, too, because you could limit his participation and things like that. Sure.
Just get into shape with the guys. Get out there with Monk. I mean, granted, he has a history with Monk in Cleveland, so he probably has a little bit of an understanding. But I would imagine the offense is a little different. I don't know how much they're going to try to incorporate from the Greg Roman system into this scheme. So blocking is very important at the wide receiver position for the Ravens. It's been that way. I don't expect that to change, at least in the run game. They like to hit the perimeter. But I just would like to see how locked in is OBJ. Him showing up would have meant something to me.
Well, I think if he dyes his hair purple, that'll be your answer.
that shows how serious he is about the season.
That shows he's dedicated.
That's about as far as we're going to get.
He's not going to be at that next one, though, because he's going to the finals.
Exactly.
So.
He's got that endorsement going with the finals. So, yeah, he won't be there. Like I said, he's wherever the party is. I'm not knocking him either, because I've already said, even with these other guys that aren't there, like Mark Andrews, J.K. Dobbins, this is a big year for J.K. You can't tell me him not showing up to OTAs in May means he's not taking the season serious. Mark Andrews is one of the more, you know, locked in guys on this team. Once he shows up, he's all in. I'm not really worried about any of these guys, but just for the sake of the segment, I would have liked to see OBJ show up.
Yeah, I get it.
Let's grab a call before we go to break. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess the guys, I haven't heard too much about the offensive line except for Lindenbaum. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, you know, I would have believed Ronnie Stanley should have been there because he just came back and last year. Mm-hmm. I think what? Mixed matching with in and out with different offensive linemen. Yeah. And then on top of that, too, you know, what's the update for Juwan James? Has he came back from injury? Like, what's his status? And then the second part of my question, is this the year that you believe Lamar gets away from that arm pad?
Well, we'll see.
When he can look at the plays on his wrist?
Well, I appreciate the call, Chris. First on Juwan James, he's a free agent now, so it doesn't look like he's on the team anymore. In terms of Lamar and the wristband, maybe, but he seems comfortable with the wristband.
Teams have quarterbacks with wristbands.
I don't really mind. I mean, Tom Brady wore wristbands forever. I don't really mind him wearing the wristbands, but I think it gives this illusion that if you're wearing the wristband, you don't know the plays, or you're not fully confident in calling the plays. But he's comfortable, I'm cool.
It's a device that helps quarterbacks. That's all. Well, I'm more concerned about them getting up to line.
Yeah,
with more than like 7 seconds on the play clock, because that was a big problem. Because clearly, and what Lamar said yesterday, 2 days ago, about being able to change plays at the line now, that all that told me was he wasn't allowed to before, and I wonder if that's why they got them out so late. Because you can't go out with 5 seconds of the play clock and diagnose a defense and change a play. And I think that was a big problem.
And that's a good point, because you think of Sean McVay. He used to do that a lot with Jared Goff. He would give him every piece of information before he leaves the huddle, telling him what to look for, what you know, what to switch up if he had to. And in last year, you're right, the Ravens are breaking the huddle a lot of times with like 8 seconds left on the play clock. Tempo seems to be the new thing with this offense as well. Todd Monken talked about it. Lamar talked about it the other day as well. Watching them out there, they are kind of moving at like a popping pace.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more eye candy, I think, at the line of scrimmage with them this year. So it will be imperative for them to get to the line quicker, because they're doing different things at the line of scrimmage than they used to do in the past. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll get back to baseball. We'll recap the Yankees and Orioles series again. We'll also give you a preview of our weekend, this holiday weekend, next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Big Bad Morning Show back here on The Fan. Cordell Woodland here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass. No Rob, no Jeremy today, but we're getting you ready for this beautiful holiday weekend right here on The Fan. And you heard that audio coming in from one Austin Hayes, who went 1-for-4 last night with a 2-run RBI double and a 3-1 win over the Yankees. Austin Hayes batting .307. right now for the Orioles, and you know, he's been one of the many surprises for this team right now. But they took 2 or 3 from the Yankees, making it 4 straight AL East series wins. They come back home to take on the Texas Rangers today. This Orioles team remaining hot, and is, despite, you know, people kind of waiting to see if they fall off. Even I catch myself at times like trying to, not necessarily waiting to see if they fall off, but just to see what'll happen once they face, you know, some adversity, go through those rough patches. And so far they've passed every test.
They have. And they've passed every test, because at first it was they're winning. Then people say they weren't beating anybody. Then they faced the best teams in baseball and they've beaten those teams. I mean, they should have taken the series with the Braves.
Yeah.
They took the Blue Jays. Well, they did take the Blue Jays, swept the Blue Jays, but I meant the Rays. They take a series with the Rays, who are the best team in both leagues right now. They just took the Yankees in New York. What else do you guys want? So, I mean, they're on a roll. They're a good baseball team. And this is, you know, nearly a third through the season now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're talking about 50 games, 50-something games for the Rays, 52 games, whatever. I mean, this is a big chunk of the season gone, and they're the second-best team in baseball by record.
And usually they get off to a slow start. I mean, well, granted, usually, you know, recently they haven't been really good.
They had a slow middle and finish too.
Right,
yeah.
You know, but even last year, you know, they started off really slow. Yeah. And then once Adley got called up really around this time of year.
May 21st.
You know, they really started to turn over a new leaf. So for them to get off to the hot start that they have to this point, I think says a lot. And, you know, tonight on the mound, you got Grayson Rodriguez. Getting the start, 2-1 on the year. He's got an ERA of 6.21. Obviously, he wants to get that way down. But he'll be going up against John Gray tonight. And John Gray, 4-1 on the year, 3.0 ERA, going up against a first-place team in the Texas Rangers. They fared pretty well against the Rangers last time they played these guys. Hopefully they can repeat that this weekend.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because, well, I mean, this is a good team.
Yeah.
And it's yet another good team.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, I mean, their best pitcher is on the IL, is Jacob DeGrom, who's, you know, couldn't stay healthy with the Mets, can't stay healthy with the Rangers, but he's out. But they are facing John Gray tonight and another first-place team, so we'll see.
Let's grab a call real quick. Let's go to Nick and Bowie. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so this Orioles team has been a lot of fun to watch. You know, I'm honestly shocked at how fast they've been able to kind of come into their own and become a competitive team again. I mean, it just 2021 doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But I guess what I wanted to ask you guys is, with this team starting to come into their own and become competitive again, what are the major differences, if any, that you see between this team and, let's just say, the teams of the Buck Showalter era?
Mm. Yeah, appreciate the call, Nick. Well, I think this team is definitely younger. You know, they had some, those Buck teams had some veteran key cornerstone guys that had been in other places and had achieved things in this league. Right now, the Orioles have a completely homegrown type of roster for the most part. And, you know, we've basically seen these guys grow from pups, and they still are for the most part. But we're kind of seeing them come out of their shell in real time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. They had some established veterans with the Showalter teams. It's, you know, some really good personalities on the team.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you also had some prima donnas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Manny became a bit of a problem. He seems like he's grown up since then. But he's actually calling out other people for being that way, which I find funny. And I think what I like best about the team, we don't have any of that. They seem like they really get along and they're a bunch of really good guys.
I can tell you, man, people always ask me about the personalities in the clubhouse with them. And honestly, I can't say a bad word about any of them. I mean, they're all willing to talk. And that's within their right. I wouldn't judge them even if they had their moments to where, you know, they don't feel like talking or whatever. That's completely within their rights. But everybody seems to kind of get along with each other. Everybody's like mild-mannered, not high maintenance. They're really cool. It's a lot of guys in that clubhouse you could just go and just have a regular conversation with. That's not even about baseball. Yeah. You could just, you know, talk to. There are quite a few guys in that clubhouse I would go and have a beer with, you know, and just chop it up with them.
Yeah. For sure, and that's one of the things I like to do when I was getting to know guys, that, especially when we're done spring training, because, you know, what are you going to ask them?
Right.
They just got there. They're going to baseball. How many different things can you ask, you know, 20 guys who walk through there about, you know, this season's spring training? I would always, you know, check out their Twitter page and stuff, and so many of them hunt.
Yeah.
And I was a bow hunter, so I would always bring, and they would light up. You know, you get to know them personally and the odd hobbies they have, and they had who's the guy with the hair who's everybody loved? The women loved him. Damn it. Oh,
I'm trying to think who's
embarrassed. I brought it up and I forgot his name.
Recently on the team?
No, under Buck.
Oh, under Buck. Okay.
Yeah. But it was very, very funny. He had a Twitter page for his hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, big weekend, holiday weekend coming up, Ed. Long weekend with Monday being the holiday. Any big plans for you?
Yeah, going to Florida.
Nice.
And actually, you know, I got this whole deal. I have a wife and dog in a house in Florida.
Yeah.
I live up here, so I'm going to get down there.
You got to make sure everything's still intact.
Yes. So I'm going down there for the holiday weekend. I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday after that. So this is the first kind of extended stay I've had. It's in the last couple of months. Mostly it's just a hard trip. It's Friday down, Sunday back. This will be nice. I'm going out tonight, come back like Wednesday.
Nice. Yeah, nothing crazy for me. Try to enjoy the weather. Hopefully have a nice little cookout or something, you know, maybe in one of my family members' house or something like that. Saturday, I'll be out in Baltimore at a tavern out here. with a couple of panelists, a couple other sports figures out here. So that'll be cool. Get to celebrate somebody's birthday this weekend. Yeah. So, you know, it'll be cool. Nice and chill. Getting back from celebrating my birthday now. It's kind of transitioning to getting back to regular everyday life. And it helps that it's a holiday weekend this week. What you got going on, Joe?
I'm going to see Blink 182 tonight.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to the Orioles game tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to the aquarium on Sunday.
I haven't been there in a while.
I haven't been in a long time either, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, on Monday, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I won't be here.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know that. Yeah. Joey Ricard. Okay.
That's who it was.
Okay. It usually pops up. Yeah, he did have a good grade of hair.
I remember you asked him that question. And I was like, that's not real, is it? And it was.
Yeah. He didn't know he had his hair had a Twitter page.
People don't understand, man. Twitter pages are being made out of anything. When Harb said the end of the bar, I swear I was befriended by an end of the bar Twitter page.
It's there. I've seen it. They've tweeted at us before.
Yeah. It's been there.
There we go. I found it.
Oh, yeah. His hair deserves a Twitter page. He's got the comb over. You know, it's cool. I don't mind it at all. Yeah. Let's grab a call before we go to break. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks, Cordell. Ed, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Just a minute or two ago, you guys took a call, and the question was, what's the difference between this team and, say, the Showalter team? I was up in New York Wednesday, Ed, and I watched the Orioles play that game. And like you said, they're never out of it. They're going to make quality at bats. And the night before, when Cole was pitching for them, he threw almost 100 pitches in six innings. This team does not get up there. They have a plan. They have base runners on bases. They always seem to have somebody on second base, you know, with the stealing capabilities. Mm-hmm. But they just seem to have a plan. If they have a quality pitcher going up against them, it seems to me like they really make that pitcher work. They try to get deeper into counts, even though if they may make an out, but they're not up there just giving up the ship right away with two or three pitches swinging at the first decent pitch. That's the major difference I see with them. And when you get grinding down towards the playoffs, when you can take that extra base, and the Orioles, Ed, you know yourself, they've never had a team that takes the extra bases. They've had a plotting team. Mm-hmm. Everybody on this team can motor, and you can always, in the playoffs, grinding towards it. If you can get a guy on second base and get that run in, and you're getting a well-pitched game, but a good bullpen like this team has, you know, I'd like to see him get one more quality arm to take some more pressure off those guys. But Ed, I'm really overwhelmed by how good this club is. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate the good point. I don't think I've seen this club be this disciplined at the plate, where they have such good on base percentage, even if they're not hitting,
right?
Because they're taking a lot of walks. I mean, Adley and Gunnar in particular. But that's something, because we've seen guys here. We've gone through Mark Reynolds and Chris Davis and
blindly hacking,
just swinging it.
Even Mountcastle has had his moments of doing that as well. Yep. But you're right. You know, these guys definitely are going up there with a plan. And I mean, not to go negative, it's kind of going with the positive. They were able to get up on Gerrit Cole 4-0. Mm-hmm. Sucks they blow the lead, but to get up on Cole 4-0, man, that kind of tells you, you know, what this lineup is capable of doing. Coming up next here on the Big Bad Morning Show, we'll get you to Encore. We'll also tell you what we learned today next here on The Fan.
You have so much more of a chance of being killed driving to the beach. I don't know if everybody wants to guess. I'll just tell you. Last year, in automobile accidents, automobiles, pedestrians, motorcycles, et cetera, 1.35 million people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3,700 a day. And there were 57 fatal, there were five fatal, 57 attacks in all, five fatal shark attacks. Stop doing this. It's just, you're scaring the crap out of everybody.
Being out in the middle of the ocean is petrifying to me.
Yeah, I get it. Do you go in pools?
I'll go in pools, but I...
This is like having Rob here.
I won't go past the 5 feet.
Can't believe this. I'm waiting for Rob to text me and say, I told you so.
It might be a black guy thing. I don't know.
I don't want to say you're reinforcing a stereotype, right, but
you know, I'm fitting the mold right now. I'll admit it. I'm fitting the mold.
I don't want to keep beating this. When we go to spring training, I'm always in the water.
Yeah.
The ocean, the pool. I would hang out in the pool. Rob would come in a linen shirt and just sit there.
That's me. If it's a swim up bar, you know what I'm saying? I'll find the confidence to get on the deep end of the water for that. You know what I'm saying? But regularly, nah. You probably won't catch me in anything past 5 feet.
Got it.
That's your encore on this beautiful Friday morning. Big Bad Morning Show. Cordell Woodland here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix, no Rob, no Jeremy. But I hear Rob has found a way to join in.
I had to text him. I said, I said, it turns out Cordell won't go in the pool or ocean also. And he said, why would anybody go in the pool or ocean? And I said, well, if you get in the pool if there was a swim up pool bar? Yes, but only if that was my only choice.
See, I'm telling you, it's got to, the reward has got to fit it. You know, if the incentive is there, I'll do it. But I can't just jump out there for no reason, man. If a jellyfish wrapped me around my ankle, I'm doomed.
I went to Tampa with someone in the station who shall remain nameless, woman. And Tampa, it's different. I mean, the baseball team got named for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stingrays there. So you have to shuffle your feet certain times. You can't step down. You got to shuffle so you don't step on them. And, you know, they'll swim away. Of course, women know everything. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, okay. Goes out.
Uh-oh.
Next thing you know, got surrounded by like 30 of these things. So I'm screaming. I had to run out there and save her. Ridiculous.
Oh my God. Yeah. That would be me. And I'm telling you, it'd probably be in the most dramatic fashion possible. I'm a big The Office guy. I think of when Michael would fell into the koi pool. And I'm just, that's me just flopping right there on basically solid land. Let's get to what we learned today. I guess I'll start. What I learned today is that, man, the people out here, they actually rock with your boy. I actually was handed some mail today by one of the colleagues here, Gina Crash, and, you know, I was hesitant. I didn't know if she was trying to serve me or what. I didn't know what was going on, but I don't usually get mail here, but she handed me the envelope, and I opened it, and it was from a listener from the station sending me a birthday card. I want to shout out Kevin Wilson, man. Send me a birthday card and a handwritten note here, really just saying a lot of kind words, man. Almost brought a tear to my eye. Really appreciative, man, to him and everybody else that finds a way to check me out every time I'm on air, man. Really appreciate all of you guys out there. What you got, Ed?
Well, maybe embarrass you a little bit then. I never worked with you before.
Yeah.
You're very good at this.
Appreciate
Thank
it, man.
Thank you for a good show today. I really
for
do.
Sure.
I did appreciate it. This is not easy, as people think.
No,
They
no.
think you just sit down for 4 hours and just, oh, yeah, we'll just chat. No.
No, it's not.
It's a skill. It's very hard, and you're very good at this.
Especially when you're getting up before the sun comes up. You're like, you got to find that energy to kind of to bring it.
Prime River, I'm doing this 18 years. So but
I'm not telling you something you don't already know.
I just remind people it's Memorial Day weekend. Have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy your hot dogs, your red, white, and blue clothing. But it's a solemn holiday. If you don't know, we're celebrating or remembering the men and women who lost their lives in service.
Yep.
This is not a joyous holiday. It's a solemn holiday. So have fun, but keep them in mind, please.
Be safe, everybody out there. Appreciate you guys listening
stay
today.
Away from sharks.
This week, please stay away from the sharks and the jellyfish and the sting. Just stay away from the water, the oceans in general, if possible. We'll talk to you next week. This is a wrap, Big Bad Morning Show. Coming up next, we got Vinny and Haney coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.